And welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Bryant Park. Transcripts of the show are available as henna tattoos. I'm Mike Pesca, coming up sports with Bill Wolf. But first, let's get the latest news headlines from Korva Coleman.
This is NPR.
Thank you, Mike. And hello again, everyone. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has made an unannounced visit to Lebanon. Fierce fighting this spring almost derailed efforts to create a new Lebanese government. Instead, it increased fears of a new civil war. A power-sharing government was finally hammered out between the Lebanese leaders sympathetic to the West and Hezbollah leaders backed by Iran and Syria. Now, this occurred after intervention by Arab countries. President Bush is visiting Britain on the last stop of his European tour. Today, he meets British Prime Minister Gordon Brown. One item of discussion is likely to be troops withdrawal from Iraq. The president has dismissed claims that he does not approve of Gordon Brown's handling of British troop drawdowns in Iraq.
He, by the way, left a lot of troops in, more so than they thought they were going to leave in initially.
Among Brown's campaign promises was one to draw down British troops in Iraq. Today, Brown has announced Britain will send additional troops to Afghanistan. Pakistan's foreign ministry has summoned the ambassador from Afghanistan to receive a diplomatic protest. Yesterday, Afghan President Hamid Karzai warned Pakistan Afghan troops will cross the border into Pakistan to chase Taliban militants. The militants carry out attacks in Afghanistan and then return to Pakistan to hide. Pakistan insists it is not helping the rebels, but NPR's Ivan Watson, who's in Afghanistan, says the Afghan president is probably responding to an incident from last week.
Karzai's Western-backed government was humiliated Friday night when the Taliban launched a daring jailbreak at the main prison in the southern Afghan city of Kandahar. About 1,000 prisoners escaped, including more than 300 Taliban fighters. Since that escape, Afghan police claim to have captured around 20 escaped prisoners. In Pakistan, a spokesman for a Taliban commander named Baitullah Masood denounced Karzai's threats, calling the Afghan president a puppet of the U.S. government.
That's NPR's Ivan Watson in Afghanistan. Same-sex couples can legally get married today in California. The California Supreme Court ruled last month gay and lesbians who want to have legal ties can now do so. Several couples tried to do that a few years ago until the marriages were overturned. Gays and lesbians still could face limbo in November. That's because Californians will vote whether to change their state constitution to ban gay marriage. John Lewis and his partner were wed in 2004 before that relationship was overturned legally. They're getting married again. Lewis says he's not worried because he believes Californians are fair-minded.
We trust and we have the confidence that love will prevail, fairness will prevail, and that when we exchange our vows on Tuesday, it's going to be forever. It's going to be forever.
And results are in from this weekend's movie theaters. The Incredible Hulk, starring Edward Norton as the scrawny science nerd Bruce Banner, led the way. And here's Bruce talking to his psychologist, Dr. Sampson.
There are aspects of my personality that I can't control.
See a shrink.
It's a little bit more complicated than that.
Bruce, trust me when I tell you, I've heard them all.
The Incredible Hulk brought in more than $54 million. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Mike, back to you.